Amen, family. So I'm just going to share from my heart because God gave me the scripture this morning. And we're going to get right to it. It's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I'm going to go ahead and read. Well, I'll give you a second to turn here. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I'll begin to read. And it says, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of his son. So I'm going to stop right there and just kind of go into where he says he also destined them from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of his son. And this is so powerful to me. I had to go and look up foreordained and what that means. And so when I looked up foreordained, it says God has foreordained every event throughout eternity, including the final salvation of mankind. And the synonyms that come up are predestination, predetermined, and preordination. So with this right here, is very, very powerful, because what he was telling me is like the word I got in my spirit was relax, because it's already foreordained. Every event, he already has it planned out. There's already an expected end. He says that everything he has for us, it's whatever God does is good. So that should give us like a peace in whatever situation we're in, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we are looking at the moment. We should have a peace that it already ends good. It ends well for me because of what God has said. So when I think I can't do something, this right here is just start sharing my testimony and where I am now, because it's like a new season. There are many different shifts happening. We started the oil business. Last year, got engaged, and I think the biggest highlight of what God has put on my heart is preparing to be a wife and looking at that role, looking at standing by pastor and saying to myself, with all of these different things, can I do it? Your role might be different. You may be taking on a business, you may have like a shift or a change or whatever it is in your life, but you can still put yourself in my shoes and say, if God put me here, I can do it. And so I feel like God has been calling me to go deeper. I can hear him, I can get a word. If we are children of God, we should have a confidence to know that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive from God and know that he's going to respond to us and he's going to give us a word. And I feel like sometimes I would just doubt myself. And in this season, he's showing me, don't doubt. Just trust and believe and know that you can come and you can get a word. So I'm going to talk about also covering, like in this role of preparing to be a wife, God is showing me the deeper purpose behind it and what that means. It's not just like, love and the couple aspect of it and all that stuff. It's the covering that this is God's son. This is his king. And God has called me to cover him. And how this ties into what I'm saying here is that God already saw this before it happened. He already predestined this. So that means I just have to say yes to the call and then walk into it and let it, play itself out the way how God already planned it out to be. So now, in covering him and going to God and getting a word, it's like, God, can I really do this? And God is like, yes, you can. So he's just assuring me, and I feel the confidence about it and just preparing for this role. And just to encourage women, as we are like waiting for the mates that God has for us. And even if it's not that, if it's something else, you can still do it. Like, God will prepare you for that role and you'll be able to go to the throne and get answers. So I'm going to be verse 30. And those whom he thus foreordained, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with himself. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition or a state of being. This is very powerful because he's saying that we're already acquitted, we're already made righteous. He's already putting us in right standing with him. So we have the power and we have the ability. It's not a question and it's not something that we need to doubt. We are assured. And so therefore, it just raises a confidence on the inside of me. And I just want to give God the glory in my life and what he's doing. So basically, that was pretty much what I had. I'm going to just turn this part back over the pastor. But the part that I wanted to share was just that, like, when God calls you, you're able to do it. And you just have to just take that authority and just don't be afraid and just know that he already predestined it. So it's sure, like, you already won. So that's all I wanted to share today. And I'm going to pass it back over to Pastor.
First of all, I didn't know she was passing stuff back over to me, so you swung that one back at me. But okay, I won't go on long with it. I'll just say this: Nelly is so like even toned, right? So even when she's sharing like a revelation that she got, I don't hear excitement. I don't hear a voice go up very often. It's so monotone. But in the spirit, I hear what she's saying. When she was saying it to me, just the way she's saying it to you, it's like, that means it's predestined. And that's the word that I heard stuck with her. That means it's already been done. And I can hear it was ministering to her. And I would only elaborate on that one word. And she said it. We're walking out God's plan. We're living out God's plan unless we decide to make it our own plan, which then takes it a longer time for us to get around. We have to go around the mountain for 40 years if we continue to try to take a hold of the plan. If it's predestined by God, that means it's pre-planned. And if it's pre-planned, that means the route is already established. Are you listening to me today? That means there's a road straight to the success he's called you to. There's a you're here and then you go here. And in our subterfuge, in our twisting and turning and trying to manipulate it to line up with who we believe we are right now or what we believe we have available right now, we go off the path. His goodness is still there. He doesn't change. His plan is still consistent. And every prayer that you pray will then begin to lead you back to what he originally planned. I want to just reiterate that. It's predestined. That means preordained. That means predetermined. This is something that he says, I already have a plan. You can come up and do what you want, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to eventually line back up with my plan, because I'm not going to alter my plan because you don't perceive yourself being worthy, or you don't believe that I'm able, or you're letting the fears of life or people tell you something other than what I said. This is what I said, and this is the way it's going to go. And I bring that home by making this point. I remember, and I've shared this with some of you, that when I was a child, I knew I was going to wind up living in Miami. I knew it. I didn't even know what Miami was, but I saw the Florida orange juice commercials on TV, the Tropicana commercials, and I would see the trees and I would see the palm trees and see the orange, and they'd talk about straight out of Florida. And I was like, I want to live there. And I remember saying that, and I said that more than once through my years, I want to live there. And people would say, why you want to live there? I'm like, because it's warm all the time, and I don't want to be up here with the snow. I want to be where it's sunny all the time. And the first time I went to California, I remember going, oh, this is nice. Maybe it's here because it's sunny all the time too. But in my heart of hearts, it was like I was a Christian by then. God was like, nope, not here. And no matter how much I tried to make somewhere else the place, I always knew, but then I forgot it and it left my mind. And then I never thought about it again. And then he told me, you'll know the story, go down and visit Billy during that period. And while I was there, he said, okay, now go find an apartment. This is where you're going to live. And I came back from vacation and stood in front of the church and said, people, I'm moving to Florida. You know, I got an apartment in Miami, and I see ya, I'm going. And so I'm saying to you, I'm reiterating what the Queen said. This season of our lives, this dynamic year of explosion that you're looking at, is going to explode you right to the plan that God has called you to. How long are you going to wrestle with it? How long are you going to pull to the left and pull to the right and try to do this? Well, I can't change because, no, I got to do this. No, I can't leave here because if I leave here, where am I going to go? Well, I got to stay and I got to help this person. Well, my mama told me she don't think it's a good idea. Whatever the logic is we come up with, you hear what I'm saying? Everything you do is going to be a road that keeps hitting a wall, not hitting a wall to stop you, hitting a wall that has a curve in it that's guiding you back to the predestined plan. It's there. It's not going to change. It's not going to move. Cry, pray, fast, cuss, beat your head against the wall, go through depression, do everything you want to do and everything you feel you need to do. But everything was going to lead you back once you surrender to the predestined plan. So search your heart. Go before God and say, God, what have you told me I am? What have you spoken over me? What have you revealed to me over the years? And how many times have I prayed something else only to have you lead me back to who I knew I was as a child, that spirit that you dropped in me before I was even in my mother's womb? Some of you are going through some things right now, and you may be feeling some hurt. You may be feeling some pain. You may be feeling some disillusion. But I'm here to promise you, I'm here to encourage you, get on the path that's predestined. Because either through pain and suffering or through decision, you're going to wind up on that path. And you know, I figured out something a long time ago. I came to this great, great revelation. Pain hurts. I don't like pain. So because I don't like pain, I'm just going to do what he says. I'm just going to stay with who he tells me to stay with, leave who he tells me to leave. Drop a business he tells me to drop, pick up business, let this give this money away, keep it, whatever he tells, I just want to wind up in the path that you've already preordained for me. He won't force you on it. You have a free will. But the path is a beautiful path, and it's there, and it's waiting for you. I don't know about you, but I want on that path. So even when God gave me that phrase, you ready? Let's grow. God gave me that phrase. I didn't make that up. And even in that, he was like, the whole process to this is growing into who I've called you to be, not trying to become something great that you have decided in your mind is great. Predestined. Last thing I want to share. That may sound like a conflict, but if you embrace it, man, it's a beautiful thing. So you mean I don't even have to struggle this out? You already got a plan for me? I'm crying and trying to figure out a plan, and you already got what? Wait. You, God, creator of heaven and earth, the stars, the moons, and all things in between, you already laid out a plan for me? Hold up. You set something up for me? You took time out of your schedule to lay out something for me that all worked together for the good. That I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to give you a hope, and then manifest the future out of that hope. Wow. And I'm working so hard to get you to move when you already moved and already laid out a plan for me that I just have to align with. You see how we complicate things? It's just so simple. I want that plan, every bit of it. I don't care if I like it or hate it, love it, whatever. I want that plan. I want that plan. It's predestined. I want that plan. Maybe Nelly didn't give a title. Maybe you could give it that title. I want that plan. I want his plan. I want it. That's what I want. What about you? If you want that plan, type, I want that plan in the comments. But you understand what I'm saying? Say it out loud. Speak it. God, I want that plan because his plan, always great. It never fails. Talima said, I do. I want that plan. Hallelujah. God, you heard us and we're in agreement. We want the plan. Now we're saying it together. We're in agreement. I gave them a math last time I was talking to them. And they said, I wish I never thought about this. Want to put 1,000 to flight. Not just demons. It's the word. It's that word spoken from us in power and agreement. It's the angels moving to get the thing done. Want to put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. And that's usually where we stop. But if you do the math correctly, it's exponential. One is 1,000. Two is 10,000, so it's times 10. Three is 100,000. Four is 1,000,000. Keep going exponentially. Five is 10 million. Look how many of us are up here on the screen. If we're speaking this in true agreement, not only have we cast aside all the things that will withstand, we have now spoken, okay, angels, go forward, align us and align things. And then we're also agreeing, God, change our heart so we don't keep pulling the opposite direction when you're leading us where we should go. That's the plan. I want that plan. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Nelly, for pulling me in.
You're welcome.
And love and blessings to you all. Amen.